Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our series on interactive read-aloud lessons in the classroom. Today, we're going to be talking all about the difference between a regular read-aloud and an interactive read-aloud. They sound a lot alike, but there is a huge difference between the two. And make sure you stick around to the end of this video where I will have a freebie for you that takes all of the information from this video and puts it into a printable that you can use in your classroom right away. So when you think of an interactive read aloud, what comes to mind? Many people think it's just a great read aloud that students enjoy and they talk about it, which is correct, but there's so much more to an interactive read aloud than that. So today, let's dive into those two differences and the benefits of an interactive read aloud. Let's start with just regular reading. Just a read aloud, you pull a book off the shelf and you just read it aloud to your students. Now, this is an amazing thing to do in your classroom. It's wonderful to share a read aloud and for the pure enjoyment of it. That's what a regular read aloud is. The teacher is reading aloud the book and they read the whole thing through or the whole section through and then have some discussions at the end. This is done for pure enjoyment, to show students how wonderful reading can be, and to show them how much you love reading in order to encourage them to read more on their own and to expose them to different texts. Now, this regular read aloud, like I said, it's a joyful experience. There are no strings attached to it. You're just reading aloud. You're not teaching anything with it. You're not teaching strategies. You're not teaching skills to go along with it. There are no extension activities to go along with it. And like I said, there may be some discussion afterwards, but not while you're reading the book. This is a great way to build community in your classroom, to build empathy, and to just share a love of reading with each other. Now, an interactive read aloud is very different. Yes, there's still the read aloud part, but an interactive read aloud is an intentional, well-planned out read aloud lesson to share with your students. In this lesson, this is whole group instruction in which the teacher is reading the book aloud, occasionally pausing for discussion, for sharing teaching points, for encouraging conversations with students, and providing interactive engagement strategies as you're reading the book aloud. This is a text-based discussion where students are going to be constructing meaning. You are going to be teaching a skill or a strategy through this read aloud and helping your students to understand it so that they can take it back to their own reading lives. Interactive read aloud provides a context for learning. It's an opportunity to teach and model those reading skills or strategies that you are teaching your students. And again, it is well planned out. So ahead of time, you should have this interactive read aloud, the lesson planned out, discussion questions, vocabulary that you want to address in the book, so that your students are learning quite a bit from this experience. Last week, we talked about different questions to ask during a read aloud. And again, these are well planned out so that your students are getting the most out of the lesson. You are getting the most out of your time as you are teaching the classroom, because we know there's not a lot of that in our day. But interactive read alouds can make a huge difference in students' learning. And the text that you choose for this interactive read aloud is also a crucial part. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about how to choose a text for your interactive read aloud, and I'll leave a link to that in the description box below if you want to go back and revisit that. But again, an interactive read aloud is an intentional, well-planned out read aloud lesson to teach your students skills or strategies that they can use in their own reading. And interactive read alouds are so important to use in the classroom. So I'm going to go over a few of the benefits of using an interactive read aloud lesson in your class. It supports the curriculum. It meets the standards that you're teaching in your classroom. It helps students with reading comprehension. Interactive Read Aloud builds engagement and really gets students interacting with not only the text, not only you, but with their peers as well. It helps them improve their vocabulary. And by reading aloud, you're modeling reading fluently and thinking like a reader and showing your students just how to do that. So as I mentioned before, I have a freebie that you can download. I'll leave a link in the description box down below. But this freebie outlines all of the benefits of using an interactive read aloud in your classroom. And I hope this video helped you understand the difference between an interactive read aloud and just using a regular read aloud in the classroom. Both of them are so important and serve such different purposes and are very beneficial to the students in your classroom. They give you the opportunity to connect with your students and build community, to share books, and to just enjoy reading. Next week, we will continue our series on interactive read alouds in the classroom. And we're going to be talking about my very favorite part, how to make the read aloud interactive, because this is really the fun, enjoyable part of an interactive read aloud. So make sure you stay tuned. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.